Hey everybody, and welcome to Raised on the Diz. This is episode number 18. I'm your host, Nick.
And this is Leanne. Hi everyone.
Hey everybody, we went in a different direction with the open music today. It's not a Disney movie, not to my knowledge anyway. I don't know. They've bought it so many companies that it might be a Disney movie at this point. But so it's Tombstone, and it's a Western from the early 90s. If you haven't seen it, go out and download it or buy it or rent it or whatever you need to do. Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer. Lots of great people in it, Sam Elliott. So it's a Western that's based on the shootout at the OK Corral back in the 1880s, but an awesome movie. And the reason we picked it has a direct tie to our topic today, which is Wilderness Lodge. And Zolianne, I walked into Wilderness Lodge for the first time when we stayed there last year, and this song was playing, and I knew, okay, this is the place for me. I like this place.
Yeah, I remember walking out of the like the general store in the lobby area and hearing this song play. And Tombstone is my favorite movie of all time. And so, yeah, I agree. I had the same thoughts that whenever I heard that, I thought, okay, this is going to be a good stay. And that was even before we saw really anything else about the lobby or about the resort. We heard that song and that just put us in a good mood.
So, you know, to summarize everything we're about to say, why do we like Wilderness Lodge? For me, I really like Wilderness Lodge because it is a great way to stay in Florida without thinking that you're staying in Florida.
Right.
It really transports you to a different place. My sister and her husband stayed at Wilderness Campground at the Wilderness Cabins, and they basically said the same thing. Like, it didn't feel like they were in Disney World.
Right.
And I definitely think that the campground and the lodge have similar vibes.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've never been to Fort Wilderness, but just based on things that I've seen and heard about it, I agree with that. And yeah, whenever you're going to Wilderness Lodge, when you make, like, well, the way we came into the area, we made a right at that light, and you kind of weave your way back in to this area, and there are like large trees and then you finally see the main building, and it definitely looks like it could be a scene out of the West somewhere.
So it looks a lot like, if anybody's traveled out west to Yellowstone, it looks like a lot like the Old Faithful Lodge. Mm-hmm. And I guess it also looks a lot like some lodges in the Pacific Northwest as well. But it definitely has a Western feel, a lot of totem poles and a lot of, you know, motifs that are kind of based around the American West and the Pacific Northwest as well. So really great theming. This is another one that was designed by some really great Imagineers. A lot of the same folks that were involved in Animal Kingdom Lodge were involved in Wilderness Lodge, and they came around the same time as far as being built. So if you do like the American West, if you like that feel, this is definitely a place for you.
Yeah, and this, you know, speaking of Animal Kingdom, you get kind of the same feel when you walk into the main lobby at Wilderness Lodge. It's another one of those very grand kind of lobbies. I think they're probably 5 or 6 stories high. And you can actually, if you're up like in the hallway areas, you can look down into the lobby below. So it really does remind me a lot of what you see there at Animal Kingdom, but of course set to a very different theme.
And it looks, again, like a lot like the Old Faithful Inn and that hotel out in Yellowstone National Park. If anybody's been inside it, it has the same kind of grand lobby with staircases that are kind of exposed and going up to the ceiling, where you basically have staircases that are right up against the roof. Mm-hmm. So it looks a lot like the Old Faithful Lodge, definitely one of the main inspirations for Wilderness Lodge at Disney World. And you like, you know, the scents and stuff. This one has probably the best scent. You know, I wouldn't even say it's a, you know, a pine scent or anything like
pine.
That. It has a really unique smell that they pump in there, but yeah, it's one of my favorite scents that's used at the hotel.
Yeah, it is really good. And do you remember, I'm just like kind of thinking of the hotel now. Do you remember like the little like brook, like the babbling brook that kind of runs through a portion of the lobby, and there's like a little bridge. And so I just remember the kids really like They liked, you know, standing there and sort of watching this little water feature.
I don't know if it would be called a geyser because it doesn't erupt. The one in the hotel, I think it's kind of like a bubbling spring.
Yeah, that's
it. So that's located in the hotel. And one of the cool things about Wilderness Lodge is that little creek that comes into the hotel actually runs out and runs into the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's cool.
That's really cool. And there's actually a waterfall outside of the lobby as well. And then, you know, one thing we were going to mention it during the amenities, but it's just perfect to mention it now, is there is actually a functioning geyser.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously artificial, but it's located on the property and erupts at, you know, certain intervals. Mm-hmm. So folks will be able to catch that. They might be able to see it from their rooms, which is the next thing that we need to talk about. The rooms at Wilderness Lodge, and there are a lot of different rooms to talk about because Wilderness Lodge is actually three separate resorts. So there is the actual Wilderness Lodge Hotel, which is the hotel side of things that you can book on the Disney World website. And they have lots of different views that you can book there. You can get a courtyard view that has a view of the pool. You can get a woods view, a standard view, which will have views of parking lots and different things that, you know, might be a little bit undesirable, but the price matches. And then there's a new one that actually was just added not long ago. You can get a view of Magic Kingdom fireworks.
Oh, that's a good one.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, obviously, that is going to be one of your highest price points that's not club level.
Right.
But that is an option. So that covers the hotel side. And basically, outside of the suites that you could get through the hotel, they're all the same size. But then in the same building, in the main lodge, you have Copper Creek.
Yes.
Which is a Disney Vacation Club resort that is located on one wing of Wilderness Lodge. And so you'll get your standard DVC options here. There is a studio that sleeps four. And then one thing that does kind of make a difference between this resort and some other DVC resorts is your one bedroom is going to be one bedroom size, but it's only going to sleep four people. So that is a change. So if you're looking to stay here on DVC points or looking to book a DVC stay on the Disney website, be aware if you have, you know, if you have a party of five, you're going to have to stay in a two bedroom, which is where you can have, you know, a number of guests up to, I believe it is nine people in a two bedroom.
So that, of course, you know, obviously more points or more money, or depending on how you're paying for that.
Yeah. And then if, you know, if you really want a great experience, but want to pay for it as well, you can get a grand villa, which you can sleep up to, I believe it's 12 or 13 people. And again, those are all in Copper Creek. A little fun fact on that. They didn't do anything to the hotel structurally to create Copper Creek. They turned hotel rooms into those suites. So that is the reason why in a one bedroom, you can only sleep four. So that just kind of, you know, some funny things there. But next door is Boulder Ridge. So Boulder Ridge was built as the DVC wing of Wilderness Lodge. And you'll find basically the same options over there. But a couple differences. A studio at Boulder Ridge will sleep five, which is a great thing for family of fives. Trust us on that. It is awesome. And then you will be able to sleep your standard number of people in a two-bedroom suite and then grand villas as well. And obviously one-bedrooms too sleep five people. So pretty standard over there at the DVC location at Boulder Ridge. One cool thing about Boulder Ridge is it has a really great lobby. And, you know, we keep talking about the atmosphere and the vibe. Boulder Ridge has its own vibe going on.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't stay there, but we did walk down to see Boulder Ridge. And so it's separate from the main lodge, or they at least have their, like Nick said, their own little lobby. And you walk in and it almost kind of reminds me of like Kidani Village in Animal Kingdom. Which Kidani Village was the DVC kind of side of Animal Kingdom Lodge, because it's kind of smaller, it's a little more intimate, but it had all those really cool little areas that you can go and like sit down. Like, you remember that one room we were in and there were, was that the room with like the trains?
Yeah,
that
it has a lot of railroad stuff. Yeah. So the backstory of Boulder Ridge is it's all about railroads, which was a big passion of Walt Disney. He was a huge railroad enthusiast, and you know, how could you not think that he would be whenever all of the Disney parks are ringed by a railroad?
Right.
So he was very into trains, and that is all about Boulder Ridge. what I like about Boulder Ridge is even just being in there and exploring the little that we did. There's lots of different nooks and crannies for like sitting down and reading or like just kind of separating off with your own party and doing your own thing. Mm-hmm. Definitely Boulder Ridge is a great option for folks that are DVC members or, you know, can't take advantage of Copper Creek with that, 4-person limit on a studio or a 1-bedroom.
Right.
And then there's one other part we need to talk about, and that is the Copper Creek cabins.
Right. Yeah.
Which we'll probably never stay there.
No, we've never even, we've never even seen those. I mean, we've looked them up on like YouTube and they look pretty awesome. I've heard they're great, but yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
So these would not be confused with the wilderness campground cabins, which are different, but are also a really great option for families.
Right.
These ones, so they're super duper expensive in points and money. So we won't be trying those anytime soon, but they look beautiful.
Yeah, and they're right along like Bay Lake. So, you know, you can see them like which we'll talk about the little boat that you can take the little personal boat you can take from Wilderness Lodge to Animal Kingdom or I'm sorry, to Magic Kingdom. But you can see them like right along the shoreline. So that's kind of cool. That would be a neat feature. But one other thing I wanted to mention about Boulder Ridge, just to kind of distinguish between that and Copper Creek, Boulder Ridge has not been renovated. So just a heads up on that, you know, like if you happen to see like the Copper Creek rooms that are newly renovated, they're beautiful and not, you know, speaking badly about Boulder Ridge, but they're a little more dated.
Boulder Ridge is in need of a refurb and it's getting it soon. It's getting it within the next couple years. So those rooms are going to be fully renovated they're going to be awesome once they're done. So, you know, definitely if you'd like to stay at Boulder Ridge, just kind of bide your time a little bit before they get renovated. And those rooms are going to be awesome. And this resort is going to really be popular even more so than it is right now. It's already a super popular resort. But once Boulder Ridge gets renovated in the next couple years, this is going to really be a big deal at Disney World because it is a great resort. One of the reasons it is such a great resort, I'm going to hop down to transportation here, Zolingan. You mentioned it. So direct link to the Magic Kingdom on the boats.
Right. So this is one of those resorts that I know I mentioned a couple episodes ago that are situated right along that Bay Lake. So along with Grand Floridian and Polynesian and Fort Wilderness and the Contemporary, Wilderness Lodge is very, very close to Magic Kingdom. You even said that some rooms you can see fireworks at night from the park. So yeah, very desirable, especially for people that really, when they go to Walt Disney World, they're really heavily focused on magic because like you said, it's going to be a little farther away from like Epcot and Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom. But I mean, it's so convenient to get to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, it really is. So, I mean, a direct link to Magic Kingdom, super easy to get over there. The other parks, I don't think there's anything bad about the transportation. It's buses. Uh-huh. You have your own bus transportation. So that's going to take you to Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. I mean, the same kind of cautionary tales about buses all over the place. I mean, you could either hit a bus right on, or you could end up waiting 20 minutes. Right. And, you know, I don't call out Disney a ton, but their app could get a little bit better on estimating when buses are going to arrive. I mean, most of the time, whenever you go to a bus stop at your resort, there's no way to know when your bus is coming. I mean, once in a while, you will get on your app, the bus is going to arrive to go to Magic Kingdom or Epcot or Hollywood Studios at this time, but not very often. So, I mean, that you just, you know, take everything into consideration with the buses. So you're going to have bus transportation for 3 out of the 4 resorts plus Disney Springs and the water parks. Right. So that's the reality there, but the transportation is fine. The food here at Wilderness Lodge is really great. We'll start with Whispering Canyon Cafe, and this is a table service restaurant located right off the lobby. They have regular breakfast in the mornings. You can get, you know, a lot of different breakfast platters. My sister Callie and her husband Joe went there last week when they were there with their kids and said that they really liked it and were really impressed with it. The big draw here, I think, is dinner, and that is an all-you-care-to-enjoy skillet experience. So here are the options, Zolian. I'm gonna quiz you, see what you would prefer here.
Oh boy.
Okay. The traditional, that is beef brisket, maple chipotle pork ribs, pulled pork, citrus herb chicken, western style sausage, smashed potatoes, buttered corn, and sauteed green beans. So that's the traditional. Okay. The land and sea, salmon, chicken, spicy vegan sausage, charred portobello, barbecued cauliflower, roasted potatoes, sauteed green beans, and oven roasted carrots. And again, a reminder, this is all in the same skillet. And then you've got the pig. Braised pork belly, maple chipotle barbecued pork ribs, slow smoked pulled pork, mustard barbecued piggy wings. Yum. Western style sausage, smashed potatoes, buttered corn, sauteed green beans, and then plant-based. Do you want me to read that one?
No.
We have to read it anyway. Maple chipotle barbecued jackfruit, spicy sausage, mustard glazed beefless tips, herb brushed chicken, roasted potatoes, oven roasted carrots, sauteed green beans, and charred peppers. The sausage and chicken are in quote marks, so they're not real.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So which one are you going with?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I didn't like everything. I didn't like the sound of everything in every skillet, but there was something in each one that I was like, oh yeah, I'd definitely eat that. So my initial reaction was probably the traditional, but then I liked some of the barbecue stuff you were saying.
The pig.
Yeah.
I'm going with the pig.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So these are all you care to enjoy. So if you get done with one of these skillets, you can order another one. They do have some a la carte options on the menu as well, but the main claim to fame here are the skillets. So this is Whispering Canyon Cafe. Reservations usually pretty easy to get there. I've been, you know, kind of looking and doing research for this program, and it's pretty easy to get in there. Yeah. Let's take a trip across the lodge down the hallway to Roaring Fork. Roaring Fork is a quick service. And this one was very limited when we were there because we were there right after the hotel opened, after Disney reopened due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So let's take a look at lunch and dinner here and see if there's anything unique on the menu. Looking at the entrees here, we have a lumberjack platter, which is a lot of barbecue things, a 10-hour smoked pulled pork sandwich. That sounds really good. Mm-hmm. Bacon cheeseburger. That's pretty standard fare on a Disney menu. Western chicken strips, likewise, and cheeseburger. And then there are also a house smoked turkey sandwich, which I had last year. It is very good. And a tuna salad sandwich. So, and there's also some salads on the menu. So looks like pretty good variety there. A lot of the reviews for this location online are good. So definitely would recommend folks head down there and get some quick service. A lot of mobile ordering right now.
Right,
and you don't have to do that at Disney World, but it's being really strongly encouraged.
It's so convenient. Like, I don't know. I would rather just, you know, no, I don't actually do the mobile ordering. That's something
that you do.
I just have to tell you what we want. But I mean, I would rather just type it in, you know, put it in your phone than or on your app than actually have to stand and, you know.
Just from watching people stand in line at restaurants in Disney World over the last couple trips that we've been there, mobile ordering is the way to go because the lines do not seem to move very quickly. You know, they are prioritizing mobile ordering. So most of the checkout locations are for mobile ordering. If you're going to choose to stand in line, you're probably going to wait for a little while. Here is a location, Zolian, that I really would like to try in the future. And this is an outdoor sit-down location at Wilderness Lodge called Geyser Point Bar and Grill.
Oh, yeah.
It looks really good. And I've seen, you know, some friends of ours on Facebook have gone here and really talked highly of it. So this is really just kind of pub food. You can get teriyaki chicken wings, cheesy barbecue brisket, a bison cheeseburger, smoked turkey sandwich. Looking here at the menu, roasted salmon is an option. So kind of goes beyond pub food. You know, you don't think about eating salmon at a pub, but and handcrafted crab cake, which would be very tempting for me because I love crab cakes. So that is Geyser Point. Again, this is a sit-down location, but the prices are going to be more affordable than they will be to eat at the table service location in the main lodge.
Right. It's not that all you can eat. Anytime you see all you can eat, like, they're usually awesome, like our Liberty Tree favorite in Magic Kingdom, but they are going to be a little more pricey.
Yes. Yeah. If you are a family and you've got young kids, we will repeat our, I think it, I mean, I'm not to give myself too much credit or Zolian too much credit, but I really think it's good advice. If you've got kids that are little, that aren't going to eat, stay away from the all you can eat places, all you care to enjoy, whatever euphemism Disney is using for these locations.
Right.
You want to steer clear of them because you're going to spend money and you're going to feel really bad afterwards because your kids are not going to eat a thing.
And buyer's remorse.
And then you're going to try to eat it all yourself.
Yeah, you did. That was a bad idea.
And that we've been there. So there's one more place here I want to highlight. Territory Lounge. This is kind of a lounge at the inside Wilderness Lodge. And you can get just some little kind of bar food. Chipotle glazed ribs, charcuterie, a seasonal pie, homemade potato chips, and then there's lots of different cocktails and stuff. Yeah. But we don't normally take advantage of that. So, you know, definitely, you know, when you're traveling with kids, a lot of times that is not on your mind at all.
Right.
Nope. You know, you're working on making sure that everybody is happy and not throwing a fit.
Something that did make them happy. I remember this. Do you remember those little campfire cupcakes? Well, it wasn't a little cupcake. It was a pretty decent sized cupcake, but it was called campfire cupcake.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was exclusive to Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, a chocolate cake with, I believe, like marshmallow or kind of icing inside.
It was a chocolate cake, chocolate icing, and then the top of the cupcake, it looked like a little campfire. They had like little tiny marshmallows and something to look like fire. I don't know what icing, I'm assuming. But it was really good.
Yeah. And so that is something that you can get down at Roaring Fork. They have lots of different, you know, snacks and stuff like that. And just a reminder, dining plan's not back yet. It's supposed to return, I believe, by the end of the year, but no word on it. And, you know, this is kind of disconnected to the dining plan not being available, but there is a location here that we won't go into great detail on, but I think is on our wish list long-term, Storybook Dining at Artist Point, which is a place where you can go to do character dining with the Seven Dwarves, Snow White, and the Evil Queen.
Right. Yeah. I think villains are so cool. I just find them to be very fascinating. I would love to eventually, like, someday go to the little villain after party thing. I don't even know if they have that anymore, but yeah, this is not something that, you know, you often run into a villain on a typical day at Disney. And so, yeah, that definitely sounds very interesting to me.
Yeah. So this one is closed. It has been since Disney reopened last year, but, you know, I was hoping against hope that it would have been open last year when we went, but it hasn't reopened even yet, even though the lodge is fully back to normal. So we'll wait to see what happens with that. But that was a character meal that a lot of people really liked because there's not a lot of opportunities to see the dwarves in the park and definitely not the Evil Queen. So that's a good opportunity. And, you know, if you're going to Wilderness Lodge, keep an eye out for that coming back. If you've got kids, they would really like that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about amenities real quick. Obviously, so this is a really beautiful resort.
Yeah.
You know, one amenity that I would talk about is that, you know, we mentioned the nooks and crannies in Boulder Ridge. There are cool places to sit and relax on every floor of Wilderness Lodge, on all of those exposed staircases that run around the perimeter of the lobby. There are fun little places all over the place.
Right.
Here's another amenity that is kind of unique. You know, every resort has some kind of Christmas decoration. Mm-hmm. Wilderness Lodge is supposed to be the best. And, you know, a combination of how they decorate it and the theming and all of the fireplaces. I know, you know, following folks online, people love Wilderness Lodge at Christmas time. So if you're heading to Disney World at Christmas time, Wilderness Lodge should definitely be at the top of your list.
Yeah, those any of those decorations are just like beautiful. It's like my dream job to get to be one of those like decorator people that get to go and decorate everything. And yeah, every resort, every park has its own specific kind of decorations, kind of tailored to that theme. So yeah, I can imagine. I've never seen it, but I can imagine just based on, you know, the theme of Wilderness Lodge that the decorations would be beautiful.
And there are two pools here as well. If you're going at Christmas time, you're probably not taking advantage of them. But there is a Copper Creek pool and also, you know, a quote unquote quiet pool over at Boulder Ridge as well. And everything that comes with those. And I mean, they're pretty standard for Disney World. I mean, we mentioned that the little fake creek runs into the one pool.
Yeah, it's
and
really
that
pretty.
There is a water slide as well. The water slide, you know, if you do have kids that have been on the Beach Club water slide or even Boardwalk or Polynesian, this one's a little more tame.
Right.
So this was our kids were really into it, but that was before they found out
anything
about
else.
Yeah, they found out about the Polynesian water slide, which they're obsessed with now.
Yeah.
But so this one's a little bit more tame, but the pool's really nice. The Copper Creek pool is pretty new. And then if you're into kind of backstory and stuff, both resorts have backstory with information that's spread across both of them. So Copper Creek and Boulder Ridge and Wilderness Lodge in general all have a backstory that you can learn about as well. And there are some trails too that connect to the campground. So
that's cool.
you can walk up in that direction if you like to run in the morning. I mean, when we go to Boardwalk, we see people running all the time. And you know that people like to do that on vacation. So this is a great place to do that. You know, there's signs everywhere that say to watch out for snakes and alligators. So definitely do that.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's Wilderness Lodge. I mean, it's a more wooded, you know, area. So yeah, that would definitely be something that you may run into.
Yeah. So that is going to do it for Wilderness Lodge. When we come back on our next episode, we are going to focus on, what do you think, Zolian? Where should we go next?
Boardwalk?
Polynesian?
Ooh.
Whoa. Polynesian or Boardwalk?
We'll have to see. Yeah. One of the two. I don't know. It'll be a game time decision.
I'm leaning towards Boardwalk, but that'll be, like you said, a game time decision. So we're going to keep rolling on kind of our insights on these hotels because we know people are planning trips for the holidays and beyond. And, you know, everybody's waiting for the COVID-19 pandemic to end so that we can get back to normal and get back to vacationing the way that everybody likes to vacation. So in the meantime, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/raisedonthediz or on Instagram at instagram.com/raisedonthediz. And then over on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, feel free to leave us a review. You can ask us a question. We're happy to answer it on the air. But we really appreciate everybody spending a half hour with us here on Raised on the Diz.
Have a magical day.
And have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.